everyone, and welcome back to another episode of H for Home. Today's topic is Lunar New Year stories. So I'm going to be talking about how Lunar New Year formed and pretty much some other things about Lunar New Year. So let's get started. So first up, I'm going to be telling you how the Chinese New Year story and how everybody started wearing red and all that type of stuff. So there was a legend of a monster named Nian, with sharp teeth and horns. And it lived in the sea down to the very bottom. And on New Year's Eve, all the villagers would escape to the mountains because the monster would come out and hunt for people and their livestock. And when the villagers refused to take to the mountains, they met a man, an old man, with silver hair but bright piercing eyes. And he was walking with a stick. And they decided to, instead of going to the mountains, they decided to just go to their houses, collect all their livestock, close all the doors, close all the windows, so the monster couldn't get through. And everybody turned off their lights, except one woman who had a million candles but there was a lot of candles, and she also had a lot of red things all hanging in the windows. And so the monster came, and he went to the house that was lighted up in red, and it suddenly didn't want to attack, and it just stumbled back and went back to the sea. And then people found out that it was afraid of bright lights and the color red. And so now the tradition of wearing red and putting lights up to scare away all the nasty spirits from the last year is just a tradition. And that is the legend. And I got this story from TravelChinaGuide.com. Now for the story of the zodiac signs. So there are 12 zodiac signs. There's rat, ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, goat, monkey, rooster, dog, and pig. And each one has their own characteristics, but how did they signs form? So this is the story of how they formed. So the Chinese Empire wanted to make a race to name each year after a specific animal. So the red came first, had the first year, and so on. So the first one came the rat. And they actually cheated a little bit, I want to say. Just saying. They kind of cheated because they used the cat to their advantages and they set off. And the rat jumped on the ox's ear, and the dogs didn't mind. And, well, the rat jumped and dashed the feet of the emperor. And the rat went first place, and the ox was second. And then the tiger and rabbit came third and fourth because they're both fast and competitive, but tiger was faster. Rabbit got across by the river by hopping on some rocks and a floating log. And then for the dragon and the snake, the dragon was fifth, but immediately noticed by the Jade Empire, who said the dragon's son could be fifth. But the dragon's son didn't come with him that day. Just then the snake would come forward and say the dragon was his adopted father, some snake ranked six. Which was pretty nice and kind of a little cheating, maybe. But I mean, snakes, And dragons are pretty relatable. So, you can't actually say that we're adopted. So, the horse and goat arrived together, like best friends. And they were very kind and let the other go first. So, the emperor ranked them 7th and 8th. And if you are wondering who, like, came first, first came the horse and then the goat. So. And then the monkey, well, they had fallen behind. So they jumped on branches and caught up to be 9th. And the last ones were the rooster, dog, and pig. And they became the guards of the heavenly gate. That is the story, and I got this story from ChineseHighlights.com. Now it's time for the house riddle, house riddle, house riddle. Okay, here it is. In what year did Christmas Day and New Year's Day fall on the same year? In what year did Christmas Day and New Year's Day fall on the same year? I'm gonna give you a few more seconds to think about it. It happens every year. So if you got that right, congratulations. And if you didn't, that's okay. I'm sure I'll get it next time. Thank you so much for riddles.com for coming up with this riddle. That's it for this episode of HRM. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed it. Now it's time for the credits. Credits. Your host today was Agata. That's me. And I did my research on travelchinaguide.com and chinahighlights.com. So thank you so much, and make sure you go voice message me on Anchor, and also make sure to go check out riddles.com, and all the sites that I use for my research will be linked down below in the description of this episode. Bye, HRM.